Back on the Finnsiders this day after the Dolphins' 20-point win against the Jets on the road. It's time now for the Joe Philbin Show, presented by EverBank, your home for banking, lending, and investing. Jesse Agler, John Congemi, and the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Joe Philbin joins us in studio to look back at yesterday's win and to look ahead to Sunday at Pittsburgh. Congrats, obviously, first of all, coach. How nice was it kind of stand on the sideline late fourth quarter? The game was pretty much in hand, maybe for just the second time this season.
A little different feeling, a little bit different, one that I can get accustomed to quickly. But, yeah, it was different. It was, you know, the team, we came out and played well in all three phases. Certainly there were some opportunities we missed a little bit in the first half offensively. But I think overall it was a good team effort.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that and halftime maybe in particular, because all year we've heard about halftime adjustments in second half versus first half and all that kind of thing. And the team, as you mentioned, was playing well in the first half but left points out there, I guess, unable to score when maybe it looked like you thought they were going to. What was it like in the locker room at halftime, maybe the message coming out of there? Because you're doing the right things, it seemed like, just weren't finishing in the first half.
I thought the staff did an excellent job with the players as they broke up into both the units and then into their position groups. As you mentioned, I think we had the ball for 24 or some minutes in the first half. We were doing a lot of things well. The game was unfolding the way we wanted it to, except for the scoreboard. So, you know, I thought our coaches did a good job just focusing the guys on, let's keep our poise. We're doing the right things. We're playing hard. We just got to step up and finish plays, finish drives, get a couple takeaways. And those were the type of things we emphasized, and the players did a good job of doing that in the second half.
And, Coach, you mentioned you're doing the right things, and I thought Ryan Tannehill was doing a lot of the right things in the first half. He was locating the football, especially on third down. He got Clay down the middle for 17. He got a slant to Matthews. He got the ball out on time, and I thought that was key to keeping the momentum going in the first half.
You know, it's so much easier when you're converting some on third down. You just have better tempo, and you have better rhythm as an offense, and you can put more pressure on the defense, and they all kind of work hand in hand, as we know. But I did think he was making good decisions really throughout the game for the most part, Ryan.
You talk about things working hand to hand. The running game worked hand in hand with the quick passing game, and I thought that allowed that offensive line to get going against a unit in the Jets that only gave up 72 yards a game coming into the game. You get 126. That had to make the offense feel like it was moving at will at certain times in the game.
But one of the things that the balance we've talked about numerous times during the course of the year, how important it is to us. But again, you know, put yourself in those offensive linemen's shoes. You know, I think Lamar Miller had 22 carries. So if your lead back's into the 20s and you're calling 30 runs, you're not dropping back every single time, just absorbing, you know, from the defense. And I thought Mike did a great job sticking with the run. Even though we knew at times it was going to be tough sledding, we didn't think we were going to gash him every single play, but we felt like we could get some good production.
There certainly was a commitment to the run yesterday. That was clear to see. You mentioned Lamar's carries. Behind him, Mike Killisley carried the ball 6 times. Marcus Thigpen carried the ball 4 times. Was that kind of the plan going in to split it up amongst those two guys, or what was kind of the thought process with them?
Well, I think anytime you can get, you know, one runner over 20 carries, I think you feel good about it. And then I think it's maybe time to sprinkle some in. I'd love to tell you we had it down on paper that it was going to unfold quite that way. But I'm glad we got the other guys some exposure, and they've got the ball in their hands in competitive situations, and that's only going to benefit us as we move down the road.
We had 80 total plays offensively yesterday, which is nice to see, and you have to credit that offensive line, because it seemed like even though they're going up against a difficult unit, front seven from the Jets, they were able to control the line of scrimmage, and I thought that was important from setting the tone in the beginning of the game.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, John. I mean, we knew we want to be able to throw the ball effectively as well in various down and distance situations, not just third down. We want to be able to take a shot here and there. And you have to have faith and confidence in your offensive line if you're going to do that. And we didn't have a lot of penetration. We didn't have a lot of negative runs. We only had one sack, which, you know, you could argue whether we should have had it or not, but we had one sack. But, again, when you're not going backwards on offense, I know it's a simplistic approach, you've given yourself a chance to get first downs and get into scoring position.
Joe Philbin is here as we look back at yesterday's 23-3 win over the New York Jets. Both the touchdowns, Hartline and Wallace, great individual efforts, kind of, you know, a little bit reminiscent of the Clay touchdown against San Diego. It's not, you know, some deep ball over the shoulder, perfectly thrown 50 yards in the air. It's just, you know, kind of a basic, simple passing play. And a guy makes an individual effort to turn it into something more.
Well, if you looked at our training camp installation, I would guess that the two touchdowns happened on install one or install two. And so, as you mentioned, they're not elaborate football plays. They're probably plays that a lot of teams in the National Football League run. But as we all know, football is a game of execution. And if you can break a tackle and you get the ball in a proper location, you're going to have an opportunity to make something happen after the catch, which was nice to see both of those guys do.
It was nice to see balance too, Coach. When you talk about outside wide receivers, Hartline had 9 for 127 and a touchdown. Mike had 7 for 82 and a touchdown. And you get balance because Charles Clay's able to control the middle of the football field, had a number of big-time catches. It's nice for a quarterback, I would think, to know you have balance on the outside and on the inside, and it keeps the defense on edge.
Well, no, there's no doubt. And, you know, the one thing that we have, and both guys proved it, even though we didn't connect once, you know, Brian sometimes has the ability to go deep. Mike Wallace has the ability to get behind the defense. I believe Marlon Moore got behind the defense once yesterday. So that opens up not only the vertical component that you mentioned, John, but then, you know, you can put your foot down and come back to the ball and open up those comebacks, outbreaking routes, whatever you want to call it. And then the middle of the field is still a high percentage pass because, you know, it's closer, it's more immediate for the quarterback, it's right in his vision, and you always want to be able to attack that if you can.
All right, this will be maybe the nicest question you get asked all season. Which of these things from yesterday's game do you like the most? Having the most net yards of the season, allowing the fewest yards of the season, the success on third down offensively, the success on third down defensively, the turnover margin plus two yesterday. I mean, is any one of those things better than any of the others when it comes to this game?
Let me see. Yes, 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 yes.
All of the
above.
There are
five of them, yeah.
And it just shows like it was
the answer
a complete
is F.
game, right?
Yeah, exactly. F, yeah, all of the above.
All right. It was a good win, obviously, for the Dolphins. And mentioned the takeaways. Ellerby, Grimes, Wheeler, all involved in those takeaways. And right, just as we drew it up during free agency, the three new guys on defense are going to come in and be part of that takeaway situation.
Yeah, I thought our defensive play speed overall was very good. You know, when it was fun, those are the type of games when you're sitting in there early on a Monday morning with the defensive staff. It's, you know, it's fun to watch players make plays. I mean, that's what they're paid to do, and coaches are paid to put players in a position to be successful. But there's no substitute for effort and energy on a football field. And the good news for us is there's a lot of clips that you can throw on where our guys are hustling to the ball, good old-fashioned, you know, football.
Ellerby had one of those plays right before halftime in the interception. I thought it was huge not only to get the interception but to come back and go four plays and get points going to halftime. That had to give you some momentum, at least to feel like, you know what, it's at least two field goals you get instead of one coming into the locker room.
That was a heck of a play. I mean, you know, it really wasn't a bad football. It wasn't a whole lot different than the ball we completed to Charles Clay down the middle of the field. You know, it was a ball that was thrown on time. And, you know, Donnell just got his head around in the nick of time and caught the ball and made a heck of a play. And I thought he'd have a little better running skill after the catch. But and then, you know, Ryan and, you know, the offensive staff and the players did a great job getting us into a manageable field goal situation. I believe we got the ball with 32 seconds left or somewhere around there. And, you know, it was a good execution.
At least you don't have to worry about the defensive guys like Donnell coming to you to put him at fullback in the short yardage.
Yeah,
now,
no,
after
no,
watching that.
There'll be none of that, that's for sure.
Coach.
We have enough short yardage issues already,
I'm not going to go
not
there. Thank you.
It up. Yeah.
Olivier Vernon, another bright spot on the day. He led the team in tackles. He was able to get around the edge using his speed and power to get to the quarterback. It must be nice to see him emerging as a guy opposite Cam Wake and a guy that you have to game plan against, I would imagine, if you're the opposing coach.
Well, he was very productive yesterday. And, you know, started on the first play. You know, Kevin dialed up a pressure, and Phillip Wheeler got some good pressure up the middle, and now the quarterback's thinking, where can he go? And he steps right into it. And, you know, Olivier had beaten their left tackle, and you know, that's a great way to start the game with a minus eight. But there's some other good plays. Obviously, everybody loves the sacks, as do we. But there were some good plays of him just showing some of that pursuit that we talked about, you know, some of those perimeter screens where you see a team, you know, you see somebody setting the edge and you see a bunch of white jerseys pursuing, and he's one of those guys that's involved in some of those plays.
Joe Philbin is here. Let's turn our attention to this coming game against the Pittsburgh Steelers on the road, Heinz Field, Sunday. Obviously, a critical game once again with the playoff situation as it is. It's a team in the Steelers that's really turned it around. They began 0-4, and you have to figure that, I mean, you're going to get everything that they've got in this game on Sunday.
It's going to take an effort by the whole football team. We're going to have to play better in all three phases. You know, we're going on the road. On paper, this is a much more evenly matched game. If you look at us on paper, you look at them on paper, it's going to be a close football game.
Coach, there's always points, coaching tips that you try to emphasize during the week. Is that one of them this week at the top of the list is when you get your hands around Ben Roethlisberger. You have to find a way to get him on the ground because of his knack of extending plays.
Well, he's a big man, number one, and he has that innate kind of skill of feeling the rush. Call it whatever you want, but he kind of has a sense of where the pressure's coming from and how to step up, how to avoid. And if you don't have your feet underneath you as a defensive player when you're going to get this guy on the ground, you're not going to have success because he's going to ward you off. You're going to kind of slip down the pole, as we like to say, and he's going to be off and running. And he still has good vision down the field when he's scrambling. That's the other part, I think, that's real unique about him. Not only can he, you know, extend plays and scramble for first downs, but he can, you know, kind of keep his eyes downfield, make a guy miss, do all the above at the same time.
It's part of what makes him such a dangerous guy and part of – of course, why he and Mike Wallace got along as well as they did the last several seasons. On the other side, Dick LeBeau, you know, one of these all-time defensive coordinators, a Hall of Famer. Did you ever go against him as a coordinator, as an offensive coordinator? And what's it like getting ready for a Dick LeBeau defense?
Yeah, we played him in 2009, and then we played him in a Super Bowl. And, you know, he's just an outstanding coach. I mean, their whole staff, they've got a veteran staff on defense. John Mitchell, I don't know personally, but I know he's an excellent defensive line coach. I think Keith Butler does their linebackers. They're very good. They're very multiple. You know, their pressure package that, you know, Coach LeBeau uses that, you know, originated a long time ago with Dom Capers, who's one of the great defensive coaches in the league as well. It's formidable, and we're going to have to spend some time. We're going to have to be on the same page, and we're going to have to be able to execute versus pressure. We already talked about it as a staff. One of the keys of the game, we're just beginning our preparation, is going to be how well we execute from an offensive perspective against that pressure. Because it's coming, you know, it's coming. He's going to bring it, and we're going to have to be able to handle that and make some plays. The good news is, you know, it's risk-reward for everybody, you know, and, you know, the good news is you pick it up, there's going to be some seams, there's going to be some open players, and we're going to have to step up and make the plays when they're there.
Really nice. All right, a couple quick Twitter questions for the head coach. Adam on Twitter, he's a big Gator guy. He liked what he saw out of Mike Gillisley yesterday, as I think we all did. He wants to know if you could see Mike Gillisley maybe in a short yardage specialist kind of role moving forward.
Well, he did a good job. I liked his demeanor on the sideline. I thought he was into the game. We used him on special teams a little bit, so he kind of got his feet wet. He hasn't gotten a lot of action, as we all know, and I thought he responded well. And short yardage is a little bit of a sour subject right now, but we'll explore every avenue in short yardage.
All right, there you go. Explore every avenue. Lastly, our friends at Dolphins NYC, they were at the game yesterday. They want to know if you could hear them down on the sideline. They had that huge group up in the upper deck.
No, those guys were fantastic. I mean, it felt like, in some respects, a home game. We got off to a good start and kind of, as we've talked about here on the show before, guys, I mean, if you execute well on the road, that tends to silence the crowd. And then we had those guys up in the cheap seats making a lot of noise. It was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Great stuff. Joe Philbin, congrats on the 23-3 win over the Jets, and have a great week and good luck Sunday at Pittsburgh.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks.